Hello and welcome to your Shropshire Star podcast. My name's Andy Richardson, a member of the features team, and here's your weekly guide to what's happening in Shropshire and Mid Wales over the next 7 days. It's full steam ahead in Shropshire and Mid Wales this week with an action-packed programme of events. The fun starts today with the 20th Telford Steam Railway Model Gala. The Model Gala is becoming one of the railway's most established events. People can expect to see displays of Triang trains and Minik motorway, Berliner Bahn and Playcraft trains, cars by Matchbox, Corgi and Lido, and lots more besides. The resident model railways will be on show, and a vintage bus will shuttle people to the nearby narrow gauge railway exhibition at the Park Hotel at Telford Town Centre. Admission is £13 for families, £5 for adults and £3 for children. On Monday, Princess Anne will be the guest of honour at the Royal Welsh Show. She'll officially open the show in Bilth Wells and become the first royal visitor to the event since the centenary celebrations in 2004, when Prince Charles took the role of president for the year. The Princess will open the show in the main ring at 10:30 in the morning and spend several hours touring the showground. Her programme is also expected to feature visits to the horses, cattle, sheep, shearing and wool handling sections and the food hall, poultry, forestry and countryside care sections. Also on Monday, residents in Shrewsbury and Atcham will be awaiting the verdict of a key meeting on parking in the town. Councillors will debate the issue of free parking before reaching any final decisions. On Wednesday, visitors to Ludlow Castle can turn back the clock during the Castle Green Games. An interesting day full of activities for all the family will include guided tours of the castle, archery demonstrations, a living history tent and an exhibition of birds of prey from a falconry expert. There will also be flying displays, weather permitting. On Friday, Telford will host Europe's biggest ever cheerleading championship at the town's International Centre. The 18th annual event will be the biggest this continent has ever seen, with 34 divisions, 244 teams, 3,267 entrants and 403 competing routines. 10 independent qualified judges from America will be on hand to dish out more than 200 trophies, some of which are 3 feet tall. There's entertainment of a slower pace on Saturday with Proms in the Park at Western Park. The spectacular outdoor concert is now in its 6th year and has become one of the must-see events in the region. Jay Alexander will make a welcome return with the English National Orchestra to lead the audience through a superb programme of popular classics, film themes and all the flag-waving favourites associated with Last Night of the Proms. The evening will begin with a dramatic aerial display by an original World War II Spitfire, while the orchestra will perform the rousing Dambusters March and 633 Squadron. As ever, the evening will end with a fabulous flag-waving fireworks finale, which will accompany Rule Britannia and Land of Hope and Glory. Also on Saturday, fun seekers can head to the Seven Valley Railway for their annual 3-day Seven Valley in Bloom event. People can observe the countryside in all its splendour at the height of summer. Seven Valley in Bloom shows the railway's lovely stations at their very best. You can read about these stories and many more in your evening edition of the Shropshire Star or log on to the website at www.shropshirestar.com.